Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jimi Hendrix bringing us back, the late great Jimi Hendrix. Welcome back, 2017. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know, and nobody on the planet works harder for her work, for what she does, and for the people that she supports, which includes you, small business owners, every single one of you. The work she does through the Galen Institute on behalf of fighting for common-sense, market-based healthcare reform is all for you. And I know her well, and I know how she feels. I know where her heart is, and I encourage you to go to galen.org and follow what she's doing. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all that you do for so many, and for not giving up on the fight, because we had a setback with Obamacare, which is a total lie, folks. Obamacare is a total manufactured and defended lie by so many people. It can't be called anything else, folks. It's a fraud. Obamacare is a fraud, and it's hurting small business owners. Go ahead.
But people are figuring it out, Jim. They're figuring it out.
Well, that's the thing. Let me tell you a couple
of things. Especially small business owners.
Well, here's the thing, though. We polled our audience. We said, which one of these are the most important things that you're concerned about? And more business was number one. Taxes and regs were number two. Obamacare was number three. It was lower on the totem pole. And my analysis of that was, when I commented on the results, my analysis was that it's gone dormant because it hasn't been in our face as much. But that's going to change between now and the end of the year, isn't it?
Part of the reason is that there have been 42 changes to this law, including 26 that the president has made without legal authority, 24 that the president has made mostly without legal authority. Had the law gone into effect as it was passed, everybody would be feeling its wallet.
Right.
But a lot of people are. It's insidious, Jim. In fact, there was a new study out by the New York Fed recently polling businesses about what actions they are taking to avoid Obamacare. And what they're doing is businesses trying to survive, right? So they're not hiring any more full-time employees. They're putting full-time employees on part-time. They're letting people go. They're not going to grow. I mean, there's now a whole cadre of what we call the 49ers, companies that are going to stay at 49 so they don't have to have that 50th employee that triggers all of Obamacare's mandates and regulations.
Here's something that'll support what you're saying. Folks, there are all kinds of implications, and they're not always first connection implications. Sometimes they're third or fourth implication. I'll give you an example, Grace Marie. One of the five options that we gave people about what's your biggest concern was getting a bank loan. Zero, not one person who responded to our poll said that was what on their concern. When I talked to Bill Dunkelberg, who runs the NFIB's Index of Optimism for Small Businesses, the 40-year gold standard, like 3% of his respondents say they're trying to get a business loan. My point is, if you're not borrowing money, you're probably not growing. And if you say you don't want a loan like those people did, they're telling you, I do not intend to grow.
That is what's happening. And then people say, oh, well, the economy's growing. Well, tell that to the, what is it now, 100 million people that are not in the workforce that could be working? I mean, this, and the economy is absolutely flat in creation of new jobs, and we're killing the jobs that we have with high corporate tax rates and with all the Obamacare regulations. We're driving people to look at basing their operations overseas.
And where is the compassion for the little people that some people claim to be for?
Yes.
Where is, talk about a war on women, Grace Marie.
No question.
What is Obamacare if not an assault on women?
Well, and that's right, because if you're having to work two or three jobs, if your children are graduating from high school or college and they can't find a job because companies can't create those entry-level jobs anymore because they're too expensive, if your spouse has been laid off and can't find another job because skills haven't kept current, then absolutely, this is a war on women. Women are being most affected by Obamacare, which is maybe one of the reasons they're trying to buy them off with free contraceptives, right?
Yeah, right. So let me ask you, the employer mandate is going to come into effect January 1st of next year. Aren't the people who are going to have to comply with that, aren't they going to be finding out sometime in the next 30, 45, 60 days what that bill is going to be, what it's going to cost?
They've sort of done a phase implementation of the employer mandate and giving people more outs, more waivers, more ways to avoid the full implementation of the
more unconstitutional changes?
More unconstitutional, yes. The White House has just basically, the president's used his pen, right, to rewrite the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're really, most people are not going to feel the impact until 2016 or even 2017 when President Obama is out of office. What a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah. I really think if the Republicans take the Senate, Jim, I think you're going to see repeal of the employer mandate is going to be one of the first bills they pass. It'll get through the House. It would very likely get through the Senate because I think a lot of Democrats would support it. And then it's going to be a national issue whether or not the president signs or vetoes that legislation.
Well, he'll veto it.
Well, he may or may not. If he's got
He's,
support.
He doesn't care about that anymore.
But you could be overridden if you have another
Everybody
Democrat.
Everybody keeps wringing their hands over whether he's going to do this, he's going to move this way, he's going to move that. One thing you got to give Obama is he's not going to change. I mean, he's convicted. He has, I don't know if it's courage, but he has something of his convictions. And I don't see it changing at all. He will not veto that bill, I promise you. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.